several food-related stories that have popped up here. I thought I'd clear the deck of these and see if you've heard of what's going on. I say to you, our loyal listeners, and I can say the same thing to you and Dave, Pat, is let me start with this one from Pepsi. Because, you know, we've talked about Pepsi that's introduced several flavors in the past, some sounding more tasty than others. But did you hear this one? It says here Pepsi has teamed up with Cracker Jack for the ultimate baseball drink, the classic flavor of Pepsi mixed with caramel, popcorn, and peanut flavors. Now, I got to say, I do enjoy Pepsi. And I love Cracker Jack. I mean, come on. It's in my baseball blood. So I'm thinking, I got to find this and see if we can't put a taste test to this. It says it is available. I don't know if it's it doesn't say in the story, was this just introduced for maybe the baseball playoffs or has this been around, but it's the first time I had heard of it. So Pepsi-flavored Cracker Jack. Put that one aside as a possible taste test. Looks like I might be alone in that taste test, but but we'll see.
You'll be alone.
Okay. At least, well, you don't drink pop anyway.
Right, no, I don't.
Even if it was regular, you wouldn't. Okay.
I do miss pop, but yeah.
Do you eat Cracker Jack?
Oh, of course.
Well, there you go. Then. At least you got half of it.
Yes.
Okay. Here's another food-related item. There is a customs dispute. Apparently, this has nothing to do with supply or anything like that. It's a customs dispute at the U.S.-Canada border that is threatening America's supply of key fish products that are used for fast food sandwiches and fish sticks.
Not fish sticks.
A problem with the cod. It's usually cod, I believe.
It says here that, actually says the Alaska Pollock.
Oh, Pollock. Yeah. Okay. All right.
After being caught, it's transported by ship to New Brunswick, Canada, near the border of Maine, then it crosses to the U.S. on trucks. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Customs and Border Agency is alleging that shippers are violating the Jones Act, which requires that ships that goods shipped between the U.S. ports be transported on U.S.-owned ships. Apparently, there's a dispute that apparently U.S. ships aren't being used. And so, at this time, this dispute has left 26 million pounds of fish in cold storage in Canada.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Well, for all the other food things going on, check your fish prices, apparently.
Well, yeah. It looks like they'll have a good supply for Lent, because that's usually what they serve is pollock at some of those fish fries.
Yep. You got some time to solve that dispute.
Right. Yeah, right.
My goodness. What are moms and dads going to do, though, without fish sticks for the kids?
Yeah.
Go to chicken nuggets.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's a go-to.
As long as we don't have a border dispute over chicken supply. And finally, in our food-related stories. Now, I would think, because of this person's prominence in the world, that this story would have been known. And maybe it has, but this is the first time I've seen it. This guy, very famous person, says that he is driving a vehicle that is now powered by food products, including the combinations, he says, of English white wine and whey from cheese.
Yeah.
It is a vehicle that he's driving that underwent a conversion in 2008. That's 13 years ago.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And now we're hearing about Prince Charles driving an Aston Martin, which is powered on these products? Wouldn't you think that because of his prominence, this would have been known and heard about before now? He says, yeah. He said, the Prince, the story says, asked Aston Martin, the makers themselves, to make the change. The request was initially met with some skepticism. He was told that it would ruin the whole thing. He said, well, I won't drive your car then. So they made the change. Yeah, it's a renewable energy sources created by fermenting sugar and starches, the components of plant byproducts, which can be accomplished using wine and cheese.
I wonder what kind of exhaust fumes that vehicle gives off.
Well, it says here, funny you say that, the Prince says that the car is running better, and it also smells delicious when you're driving along. Like I said, though, I mean, this happened in 2008. That's 13 years ago. For all the considerations we have about fuels and technology and things, wouldn't this, again, because of its prominence, have come out before then?
Huh.
I don't know.
Well, I'd heard some experimentation before with, like, cooking oils and things like that in engines.
Well, yeah. I mean, remember there were cases years ago that people like go to restaurants, try and get their leftover byproducts and say, here, I'll use it. Don't throw it away. Oh, well,
But wine and cheese.
That's what it says here.
Wine, byproducts.
And, wine and cheese. Well, they are the, that's what helps ferment the components of the plant product. But wine and cheese is necessary.
Nice.
Mm. Hope it says some cheap wine.
So it must create methane or something as a result of that?
No, it just says it's... it smells delicious when you're driving along. So if you're in England and you think that as a vehicle is going along and you have the distinct aroma of something pleasant, if it's an Aston Martin, it could be Prince Charles. As I said, some cheap wine, and I don't know what kind of cheese anyone want to eat.
I don't know.
Head cheese. Use that. Don't waste your fine cheddar.